It is a patriarchal idea, the idea that if you are a good woman, you have no peaks and valleys, that what you feel and how you move is completely smooth. That is beyond absurd, as so many of the patriarchal things are. Because as woman, you are full of ups and downs. You have passions, you have feelings, you have griefs, you have ecstasy. If you did not experience these things, then you would not be experiencing this planet in the way that a woman was intended to experience it. Now, I believe we could all be in agreement that the ecstasy is quite a wonderful thing. And it is natural to think that we would want to stay there. However, it is Earth, and Earth is a school. And it is a school that requires you to find yourself in whatever state you may be, in whatever you may be feeling. The spiritual work of Earth is that you are going to be spending some time upset. You are going to be spending some time angry. You are going to be spending some time frustrated. And the spiritual challenge is to find yourself and support the self, no matter what you are feeling. There are two, of course, challenges there. If you have bought into any of the patriarchal values, then you may wrongly assume that if you are feeling some of the difficult feelings, it means that there is something that you have not done right. Only in a patriarchal set of rules would you ever hear that. And the only thing that belief means is that there is a complete lack of understanding of what it is to be a woman. A complete lack of understanding of that. And so as we move along and we begin to develop the skill where we, in a time of ecstasy, in a time of upset, the thing that we are doing is finding and serving who we really are. As we become better at that, then we can let go of some of those patriarchal demands. Because, once again, they do not speak to woman. They do not actually speak to man either, but apparently there must have been an idea at some point that they speak to someone. No one that we really know here on Earth. But when you find yourself in judgment with yourself, or in judgment with someone else who is clearly going through a rocky time, you want to be sure that you understand that what we are going for here is to find ourselves, our true selves in this. Not so that we can straighten up and be good girls, but so that we can find the best way to love, to honor, to hold ourselves, no matter what is going on inside or outside of us. Do we plan to do this perfectly? No, we do not. But we must know that this is the goal. And that is where a woman gains her power. Not in her ability to control everything around her. Not in her ability to never react, particularly when something has hit an old wound. That is not the goal. But the goal is to go truly to who she really is, and to be there for her, and to find the thing that supports her in the best possible way. And this is how we begin to take away the power of those patriarchal expectations. And when we are doing that, we are gaining woman power in the best possible way. There are many things to be learned about this, and we are going to take a few moments and speak about them together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And allow the wisdom of love to come into your body as you inhale. And exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth and come into your root and wash away any need to create what is not you. Feel it washed away. Feel the energy come into your second center and wash away the shame and the judgment. And let the energy of cleansing happen in your second center as a natural part of being human. And let it happen without judgment, without opinion. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel that cleansing energy wash away the emotions that may have caught in your body, that may have been attached to old patriarchal beliefs. Feel that washed out of the solar plexus along with the belief that caught it. Feel the cleansing energy move up through the body into the heart center. And let the cleansing energy wash away the pain in your heart. Wash away the fear. Wash away unreasonable expectations that may have been imposed on you by your world, your family, and yourself. Let go of them. Feel them released from your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And feel the cleansing energy wash away any limiting or critical communications that might live in your body, in your field. Feel them washed away. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the third eye free of all of its old limited beliefs, so that your intuition rises up and becomes strong and speaks to you about how to see and how to love yourself no matter what you see. To love yourself no matter what you know. And feel that power correcting in your body. And feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your crown. Feel the crown open. And let that cleansing energy spill out of the crown. And open the crown gently, so that the crown is able to open you to the love of the universe. And feel that connection happening. The golden light that begins to pour into your body. Making you able to receive in love. To intuit in love, to speak in love, to be wise in love, to feel in love, to purify in love, to create and ground that creation in love. And simply allow the natural flow of that love, which is your birthright, which belongs in every cell of your body. And feel that energy extend past your body to make a field that is both powerful and filling and attracting. And know that this is what was always intended for you. And feel a path extend from your heart. And know that the path is golden and moves up very high. And that the universe sends down that path a gift for you. Rest your mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.